And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is all business, all the time. Each of my guests is discussing his or her expertise in a business discipline. My next guest is a former managing editor of Fool.com, the website of the Motley Fool. Her lifelong interest in investing has led her to the conclusion that more of us need to invest like a girl. We'll discuss her latest book, Warren Buffett Invests Like a Girl, and why you should too. And if you have any investment questions, or if you just want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Luann Lufton has been proudly investing like a girl since she was a girl. After losing her father at the age of 14, she resolved to take control of her own financial future and became obsessed with learning how to invest. Her quest led her to Warren Buffett in 1994 and The Motley Fool in 2000, where at The Fool she rose to the position of managing editor of TheFool.com, an award-winning financial and education website visited by more than 5 million visitors each month. Warren Buffett Invests Like a Girl is her first book, and one that has allowed her to finally meet her investment idol, Mr. Buffett himself. Welcome to the show, Luann. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being my guest. I've wanted you to come on to the show ever since I first saw the title of your book. And I want to start this by saying I am a self-proclaimed master of the universe, as Tom Wolfe likes to describe us, you know, those big-time investors and so forth, back in the 80s when we drove around the big cars. So why should I invest like a girl when I'm a master of the universe?
Well, you know, I think as we talk about in the book, the real critical issue here is learning how to manage your emotions. It's really adopting the right temperament for long-term investing success. I mean, you know, let's look at a guy like Buffett. I mean, it would be tough to argue with any conclusion other than the fact that he's the world's greatest investor. And if you look at the way Buffett has done what he's done, it is different from the masters of the universe, I have to say. You know, he's not frantically trading. He's not driven by ego. He's not taking tons of unnecessary risk. And when I looked at studies about how women invested compared to how men invested, it was really fascinating. I mean, women showed in all the research to kind of have this natural temperament, to be calmer, more patient, more long-term oriented, and all of that reminded me a whole lot of Mr. Buffett. So I'd say if you want to make more money over the long term, I think investing like a girl in Warren Buffett, you know, you could do a lot worse.
No, you certainly could do a whole lot worse than Warren Buffett. There's no question about that. Well, you know, your book is filled with so many interesting facts, but one of them in the book says that studies show that more women that are involved in investing at firms, that tamps down the risk-taking, and it has a calming effect for the firm and, of course, for the market, too. Now, is this counterintuitive? Is this counterproductive? Because risk is absolutely the basis of investing, that whole risk-reward dynamic. If you lower the risk that you're taking, don't you inhibit startup companies from getting their needed capital?
Well, absolutely, Matt. I would say I agree with you. Absolutely, risk has its place in investing, and we can't eliminate that altogether. But I think for me, when I was looking at, you know, it's interesting, I'll just take one little step back quickly. We pitched this book idea at The Motley Fool back in 2007. And,
wow.
And who would have known what would happen?
Sure.
You know, 12 short months later, the financial world around us was just collapsed. And so when I looked at kind of the causes that led up to that, what happened in 2008, 2009, I mean, granted, you can't lay it all at the feet of testosterone, but I think testosterone absolutely had a role there. I think having trading floors and board meeting, you know, filled with men and very few women, the role of testosterone and all that did lead to more risk-taking than was necessary. I mean, look at the leverage some of those investment banks engaged in. There's no way that you could argue that that was sane risk-taking. I mean, it was crazy. And, you know, they almost, and we're still recovering, I mean, almost completely ran the world's economy off a cliff forever. So I think absolutely you need some risk in investing. I mean, otherwise, what is the point? But I would argue that if we did tamp down some risk-taking, we could not eliminate market panics overall, but we could certainly smooth things out a bit. You know, sure, we may make a little less money, but I think you'll lose less money, too. I mean, overall, your net outcome is going to be far better than going through these kind of crazy booms and busts that are driven by this unnecessary risk.
All right. My guest is Luann Lufton, author of the book Warren Buffett Invests Like a Girl and Why You Should Too. So let's get right to it, because you studied Buffett. It's one of the few aspects of Buffett that really hasn't been diagnosed to death in the business media. And Warren Buffett has posited that temperament is the key skill for long-term investing, and you've echoed that in this interview. So how can the average investor set himself or herself up for success following Warren Buffett's temperament?
Right. I mean, it really is. It's so important. You have to learn to control your emotions, to not do the things, Buffett says, not do the things to get other people into trouble. And I think the first step is really to stop looking at investing in the stock market as a game or as a gamble, to learn to take it seriously, to connect the dots between your investment dollars going into an actual company. You know, I think a lot of people tend to look at investing as some kind of abstract thing. You know, there's just these ticker symbols floating across my TV screen or my computer screen, but and I'm going to play with them, and I'm going to make it a game. And instead, I think what you learn from Buffett is to take it very seriously. You know, look at the companies that we all associate with Buffett, Coca-Cola, you know, the Washington Post, Geico, all of these things that we can know and that we understand. I think that is really important for people, to divorce this idea of, oh, investing is just some fun little thing I do on the side, and I'm trading in and out. You have to take that aspect out of it and learn to take it very seriously, to think long-term, only invest in the companies that you really know and you really understand. Make sure you're doing your research. You know, don't take unnecessary risk. I mean, like we just said, you have to take some risk. We can't eliminate it all, but I think Buffett does a good job of managing his risk. And just really having that long-term point of view. Don't let yourself get scared out of the market. We will, unfortunately, probably go through things like we did in 2008 in that fall. I remember that was a horrifying time to be an investor. But the right call there was to do what Buffett did and what I was doing, which was to buy stocks. And at the very least, even if you couldn't find it within yourself to do that, do not sell. I know that is hard advice to take at the time when the world is crashing around you, but you have to be able to think long-term and hold on.
Without a doubt. My guest is Luann Lufton. And Luann, you may not remember the 1987 crash where, as a percentage basis, the market actually crashed more than it did back in 2007.
Right.
So these things go through cycles, 1987, here again in 1991, and again in 2008. So there will be a cycle that comes back around. Well, let's talk about then the temperament of women and their ability to maybe invest better than men. But there's some disadvantages that women face, too, when they enter into the investment marketplace for the first time. So go through some of the things like the lack of education, maybe the lack of experience. How can women overcome some of these deficiencies that our educational system has sort of foisted on them to become better investors?
Right. I mean, it is sad. You know, when you look at all the things that are taught in schools, we still don't have consistent education about financial literacy, about some of the very basic things like, you know, credit cards. And I mean, it's amazing and scary to me when I hear about, you know, kids in college getting all these credit card offers. They just end up, I really think they just don't know what they're getting themselves into. And for women in particular, this issue is really important because we make less than men do throughout our working lives, and we tend to live longer, and we just are faced with this kind of hurdle that comes with being a woman in the working world today. And so it's critical that we take control of this this issue today. And, you know, and I think for women, the first step I would say is just to stop being intimidated, to stop being scared. You can do this. It will take some work, and you'll have to read, and you'll have to do some research, but this is not something that is completely unattainable for any of us. You know, you don't need an MBA to learn about your own money, and you shouldn't. You should not wait for that to happen. You should start today. You know, I would say to really look around you and look at the companies that you're interacting with on a day-to-day basis, that you're shopping at, that your friends are shopping at. That can be a great place to start with investing ideas, you know, like we talked about with Buffett. I mean, Coca-Cola, the Washington Post, he's shown that you can buy these great brands and these, you know, solid consumer companies and hold on to them for a really long time and make a lot of money. But you've got to start somewhere. You have to have the idea. And then that's not enough. You can't just say, oh, I drink lattes at Starbucks, so I'll just buy the stock. You need to take it a step further. Really read about the company, read the financials, you know, read about the leadership team there, read about its competitors, and and start there. I mean, it shouldn't be something that, again, that it's so divorced from reality. I think that's really a struggle people get into when they get nervous about investing, is that it's not relatable to them. And I just don't think it should. I think it should absolutely be relatable. You can start with kids. There's a great interview in my book with Lauren Templeton, a money manager in Chattanooga, Tennessee, that was investing when she was 7 years old in companies like Disney and The Gap that she knew and she understood. Her dad told her, you pick the company, I'll buy the stock. And that's a great model for any of us, I think, to get started. But the key is you can't wait. You have to do it today. Time is on your side. Time is so important when it comes to investing.
My guest is Luann Lofton, author of the book Warren Buffett Invests Like a Girl and Why You Should Too. And let me ask you to comment on this, if you will, Luann, because we're facing right now one of the greatest transfers of wealth in human history. And that is, as the baby boomer women get older, their husbands are going to die off. They're going to inherit all of that money. And their parents are dying off, so they're going to inherit all of that money. It's sort of a double whammy. Women will be faced with more money than they've ever had in human history before. So talk to me about that. Do you address that in your book? And why does it make a book like yours even more important in the next decade or so?
Yeah, you know, that is interesting. I mean, I don't address that point directly in the book, but it's certainly something that I've been thinking about and talking about. And a statistic I saw the other day, which talks about what you just said, so that at some point in their lives, 80% of women will be solely responsible for all the household financial decisions. I mean, 80%, that's a big number. That's most of us. And if you're faced with a situation where you've never paid attention to the money, to how to manage your finances, you don't know what in the world your husband's off doing with the money, and then you're in this tragic situation where you have to learn that stuff at a time of loss or grief, to me, that, I don't know, that's just the worst-case scenario. I mean, no one wants to be in that situation. You know, my situation was certainly somewhat different when I lost my father at an early age. You know, I lost him at 14, and I knew I was going to inherit some money at 21, and that really spurred me to start learning about investing right out of high school. I knew no one was going to do it for me, and I think that's what women need to realize today, is it's important to really take charge of your financial future. The earlier, the better, and my book hopefully will empower them. I mean, that is my hope when I wrote it. You know, it's a book for everybody, for men and for women, because the ultimate message is we all can be better long-term investors if we learn to manage our emotions better. But for women, there's a great side message of, hey, look, the studies and the stats that have been coming out over the last 10 years show that you are naturally suited with this great temperament to be a long-term investor. Now you just have to make the next step and really start investing today. Don't let yourself get nervous or scared or intimidated. Start today. And I think you make a great point. There's a lot of women out there who are going to have to make some tough decisions. And what better time than to just go ahead now? Don't wait. Don't wait for something bad to happen. Start now learning about this stuff and find the joy in it. I think investing is fun. I think it really can be. It's hard work, but I love the payoff.
And without a doubt. My guest is Luann Lofton. And Luann, I'm going to ask you a more difficult question, because how difficult is it to use the fundamental investment principles that you've got in the book as the number and types of investment vehicles proliferate? Things like credit default swaps, CDSs for short, electronic transfers of fund, ETFs, electronically traded funds, ETFs, and things like that. We've got more and more of these investment vehicles that are out there, and it makes the job harder and harder to understand where to put your money, doesn't it?
It does. I agree. I mean, my goodness, it is such a complex world out there now. I mean, it is a financial innovation. I don't know that I would actually argue that the overall impact of a lot of that stuff has been a good one. Just because you can be innovative doesn't mean necessarily that it all ended up having a net positive impact. But, I think the basics, let's just go back to the basics. You know, people at your job, do you have a 401k? Are you paying yourself first? That's how I would, are you investing in that 401k? If your company is matching that 401k and you're not investing in it, you are missing out on free money. That is a step everyone could take today. Find out about that stuff if you haven't already. Let's look at the index fund. You know, my book is about about stocks and individual stocks, but I also talk in there about index funds. We at the Motley Fool love index funds. Buffett loves index funds. That's a great first step for investors. That's what I have. That's what I started with. I have that in my in retirement account, and I think that's a good first step. And that is not that's not an innovation. That's not a complex thing at this point. Index fund is pretty old, but I think that's a good thing for people to really focus on. And I would say too, going back to not thinking about investing as a game or as a gamble, a lot of those innovations to me do seem pretty game-like, pretty much like gambling. I would just stay focused on buying and investing in the companies that you truly know, that you understand, that fall within your circle of competence. And that's a great way to invest. I don't think you need to get too caught up in trying to keep up with all the latest and greatest. I think most of us probably aren't... just aren't equipped to invest in a lot of that stuff. I'd say steer clear.
That is very true. My guest is Luann Lofton. Luann, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book? What do you want them to take away from reading your book? And Warren Buffett invests like a girl.
I think the message to take away there is that for women, you really need to get control of this stuff. There are some things in life, like we just talked about, that are working against you, that to set yourself up for security in your older age, or your kids going to college, or all these things that we all want. We all want to know that when we're older, we're going to feel financially secure. So for women, become empowered. Take control of this stuff today. If your husband's managing your money and you don't know what's going on, ask questions. Get involved. And for men, I would say my message is for women as well, if they're already investing, is learn to control your emotions when it comes to investing. Learn to adopt the proper temperament and be more like Buffett. Think longer term. Don't take as much risk. You'll be a better investor. You'll make more money in the long run, and that's what we're all looking for.
That is, and my guest has been Luann Lofton, author of the book Warren Buffett Invests Like a Girl and Why You Should Do Too. Luann, if people are interested by what you have to say and they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Yeah, that's a great question. We can go to they can go to fool.com/girl. That's a page we have set up at the Motley Fool. And then the book is available everywhere. So, the Amazon page or Barnes & Noble or, your local bookstore. You can pick up the book anywhere.
Including our own Bank of Books here in Ventura. Two locations to serve you, 748 East Main Street and 2682 East Main Street, both in Ventura. Luann, it has been a delight. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Thank you for the book that you've got on investing. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care.